Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Or you can join yourself to the Word of God and make that your confession. Now heaven's going to back you. Heaven is going to go where you go. You're going to find ultimately the favor of God always working in your behalf. He said, wherever the sole of your feet tread, I have given that to you as an inheritance. You will begin to see these things manifest in your life wherever you go. Amen. God will show you where the good gold is. Well, everybody else is in a panic, anxious over this, lack over there, can't find their way here. God will say, wait, hold everything. Let me show you where the good gold is. How many know God has no shortage today? Hello, somebody. I said, God has no shortage today. God ain't never been broke. Amen. The cattle on 1,000 hills. And they're more than 1,000 hills. That's just a saying. All of it belonged to God. He said, the gold is mine. The silver is mine. The cattle are mine. The nations are mine. Every soul is mine. The heart of the king is in my hand. If I want him to favor you, I'll make him favor you. It all belongs to him. Who wouldn't serve a God like that? Who wouldn't bow to a God like that? He opens doors no one can shut. I say he opens doors. Can't nobody shut them. The government can't shut them. You can't shut them. The devil can't shut them. Can't nobody shut it? God not only able to open the door, he'll take it off the hinge. Unto him that believes, all things are possible. He told his disciples one time, with man, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. All you have to do is get your mind in the right place, on the right frequency, to see, you know, I've been allowing the devil to run me around in circles and flounder and wonder about stuff when God's been there all the time, saying, just come to me. He said, I stand at the door of your heart and I knock. He said, open up. I and my Father will come in and sup with you. Do you know what that means? In John chapter 14, I want to touch this because this keeps coming into my spirit. Just touch it. John chapter 14, verse 1, if you'll get that up for me. Let not your heart be troubled. He was telling the disciples were troubled because the Lord told them, I have to go and die. They didn't understand that. How could the miracle worker who raised the dead talk about dying? How could God talk about dying? They didn't understand it. But he said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Next verse. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. Now let's pause there a minute. In my Father's house. Now, in the Western Hemisphere, especially, we look at these verses as Jesus speaking about heaven. Do some research. He's not talking about heaven. He's not talking about, you know, you having a 50-room mansion with a big pool and theater room and, you know, wait, you know, all this stuff. He's not talking about that here. Of course, there's heaven, and heaven is a whole other dimension. Yes, it's going to be wonderful. That's not what he's talking about here. In my Father's house. And again, I challenge you to research it and not just surface stuff. Go beyond just the Strong's Concordance.
Yes.
Go beyond just the numbers, you know. They do okay. That's okay, but that's still surface stuff. There's a lot of deeper meaning, and it's been hidden from us on purpose. But the Lord says, no, I'm not hiding it from you. I'm hiding it for you. Man has tried to hide it from you. In my Father's house are many mansions, many dimensions, is what he's saying. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go away. Now, this is the catch. He says, I go away to prepare a place for you. That word for you is not there in the original. Amen. What he's saying, I go away to prepare a place in you.
Amen.
It was never about out there. He said, I go away. He wasn't going to heaven. He was going to Calvary.
Amen.
In other words, he was saying, I have to die.
Amen.
I have to go away. But when I die, I'm going to prepare a place in you. Now look what he says. Get it back up. That where I am, you may be also. Where was he? He walked in a dimension. He wasn't in heaven.
Amen.
He was standing in front of them.
Amen.
But they saw what he was capable of.
Amen.
How sickness, death couldn't touch him. How the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, the elders, all they couldn't touch him. Nobody could harm him until he laid his life down. He said, no man takes my life. I lay it down and I'll pick it up again. They saw the miracles. They saw everything he touched turned to gold. Everyone he prayed for got healed. Every demon he spoke to came out. The weather obeyed him. He said, I go away. I'm going to die. Because if I don't die, I'll be alone. But when I die, the seed falls into the ground. There's going to be many seeds that will abide where I am right now. What I do, you will do also. And even greater works shall you do. For I go to my Father. That's what he's talking about. A last day's people. See, when Jesus talks about generations, he's not just talking about, like, you know, we talk about the baby boomers. That's from one age to another age, right? That's a time frame. When he talks about the generation of Cain, he's not talking about just that 40 years. He's talking about everything that Cain has generated.
Amen. Amen.
When he talks about the generation of the righteous, he's not just talking about a time frame. He's talking about everything that has been generated that's righteous.
Amen.
So he says, I go away.
Amen.
But I have to die. Otherwise, I abide alone.
Amen.
But I go away to prepare a place. I'm going to Calvary. Because
yeah.
I've got to yield to death to subdue death.
Amen.
I got to conquer death through death.
Amen.
But when I do that, a place will be prepared for you.
Amen.
That where I am right now. And guess what? They walked in what he walked in. The early church walked in that. The testimony of the world was these 12 have turned upside down the known world. Amen. There was nothing impossible to them. Do you understand? Paul was beaten multiple times, left for dead, but death couldn't hold him. One time they killed him in Lystra. He died and got caught up to the third heaven. He said, there was a man about 14 years ago, whether in the body or in the spirit, I don't know. But he was caught up to the third heaven, and I heard sounds, and I saw things I can't even utter. They stood over Paul in Lystra that they had stoned him to death, and his spirit came back in his body.
Amen.
Paul got up. I'm sure it was sore. But look at him. He said, let's go back in there. He wanted to go back into Lystra and preach some more. He says, no, Paul, let's get out of here. Tell somebody, you ain't going nowhere.
I ain't going nowhere.
until your time is right. And I hear the word say, until the fullness of time. Till the fullness of time. So stop walking in fear. Listening to all the reports. The world is in fear. That's not our portion. The just shall live by faith. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even your faith. So we fight the good fight of faith when necessary. And we fight till we prevail. Is that right? So God's word initiates the process that leads you to the fulfillment of your destiny. God's word structures. God's word structures your identity for the journey. It cannot be expressed enough, the need for people, especially the people of God, to know who they are. Amen. And what has happened in you. It's not just poetic stuff. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, a new creation.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.